we haven't done yet in worship, or we haven't done yet in prayer, or we haven't done yet in conduct? What are those missing pieces? And then what is the revelation that will inspire that response? Remember, if all we do is say, come on, dance, come on, dance, come on, jump in the river, come on, do all this, and we never give people a reason why, we will breed religion. Why? Because religion is doing something without revelation behind it, without understanding behind it. That's why the scripture says, worship with understanding. Worship with understanding. That's why Jesus said to the woman at the well, he said, you Samaritans worship what you do not know. You guys don't even know what you're doing. But he said, but salvation is of the Jews, and we know what we're doing. And a time is coming where everybody's going to worship in spirit and in truth. And so you worship at the level of your revelation. So we want to make sure we're not cheerleading. We want to make sure that we're not just bashing people over the head. We need to give them a revelation, a reason, something that inspires that particular response. You know what's great about understanding this about invocational songs is those songs write themselves. Why? Because the chorus is probably going to be the invitation, and the verses are probably going to be the reason or the revelation. The reason and the, yeah, she said, can I give an example of the reason and the revelation? And again, if we just use that very simple one of come now is the time to worship. So you've got the invitation, come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Now that's not a verse chorus song, that's a chorus bridge song, or what's called an AABA in classical songwriting, which means the hook comes first. And the second section sounds like a chorus musically, but doesn't contain the hook. So it has a musical build, but it doesn't contain the hook. So in the second section, he says, one day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly do it now. So, you know, hey, you're all going to worship one day. You know, every knee's going to bow, every tongue's going to confess, but if you do it now, you get this treasure, you get this amazing release in your life. So come on, now's the time to worship. Okay, so that's the two sections. One is based upon the invitation, the second is based upon the revelation. Same thing with shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. That's the invitation. The revelation is my Jesus, my Savior. Lord, there's none like you. It talks about mountains bowing down and, you know, all this majestic, amazing stuff. So come on, let's shout to the Lord, all the earth. So you have that same sense that one section contains the revelation that inspires that response, and the other section is the invitation to that specific response. Okay, tell me, what'd you get for that? What's missing? What is your invitation? Who has an invitation? Let me see.